Welcome to the Fourth Age, a Wheel of Time podcast brought to you by Dragonmount.com. This is Carrie.
And this is Jason. Welcome to episode 4. This podcast is dedicated to the epic fantasy series Wheel of Time by Robert Jordan.
There are a total of 11 books in this series, and the 12th is currently being written.
First off, the first thing that we want to go over is, you may have heard him, we want to welcome Ben as our newest member of the podcast team. Ben?
Hey, thanks very much, guys. I'm very excited to be here. We had some troubles getting me online and connected, but now that I'm here, hopefully it'll be worth all your trouble of having to get me on.
Yay, welcome, Ben.
Thanks.
And also, we'd like to say thanks for sending in all the auditions. We listened to them all, and we will be contacting others for guest appearances.
If you'd like to try and be on the show, you can reach us several ways. You can email us. It is podcast@dragonmount.com. We got all kinds of links at the Dragonmount site. You can just click on a link and send us an email. You can also send in audio questions, suggestions, comments, support. You can tell us how wonderful and fantastic I sound. We have a toll-free number, 1-888-333-7690. You can leave a voice message and tell us about what you think about the show.
Also, if you're interested in advertising on the Fourth Age, you can email at advertising@dragonmount.com. There's a potential to reach several hundred listeners, and we're getting more and more listeners every week.
Thanks, thanks, Carrie. Thanks, Ben. The first thing that we're going to go over before we start right into the Wheel of Time news is just our disclaimer about our pronunciations. We have a website that we use, encyclopedia-wot.org. We use that to get all of our pronunciations so that we're correct. We want to be sure that when we're pronouncing Lan, we're pronouncing it Lan and not Lan. So the first thing that we want to do is get into the Wheel of Time news. So just to recap on RJ's condition, treatment, and donation information, the website mayoclinic.org/development/give.html. If you do give through that website, just add a note that the donation is for amyloidosis research in honor of James Rigney. The postal address also Department of Development, Mayo Foundation, 200 First Street, Rochester, Minnesota, 55905, and just put in the notes that's for amyloidosis research in honor of James Rigney. That'll be sure that it gets credited to the right person. Like you said, they have no idea really who Robert Jordan is. To them, he's just their patient, James Rigney.
I imagine some of the people know who he is, and I imagine some of them have snuck in there against nurses' orders to get autographs. I know.
Possibly,
I would.
Possibly.
Hey, we also have another cool thing, and I thought this was a great idea whenever I read it. We're having a contest for the Fourth Age theme song. So we need some of you musical persons out there, maybe some of you guys that need to know the song. Yes, the song. We want it fantasy sounding. We don't want anything in particular, but we want it sort of fantasy sounding. We want it to sound cool. We know there are plenty of talented people out there that listen to us, so hopefully you guys can come up with something creative and maybe your sonnet, your ballad, your song will be here on the Fourth Age.
Also, don't forget if you're interested to do the Dragonmount Talent Contest, the Talent Project for Robert Jordan. If you're interested in submitting something, please email Madalina, MATALINA, @gmail.com, and please put Dragonmount Get Well Project in the subject line, and the deadline is May 11th.
All right, guys. For those of you who have yet to diligently read all of the Wheel of Time books, this is the point where you might want to turn your podcast down and not listen, because we're going to be giving some spoilers away, and I've been spoiled by certain things, reading certain things ahead, and it ruins it, so just be careful, all right? Here it comes. Spoilers from now on.
Our character of the week this week. Thanks, Ben. Our character of the week this week is going. We're going to talk about Lan. And I think the first question that everyone has on their mind is, how mad is he going to be at where he was placed? What a great twist it's just so funny just thinking about it. I mean, Nynaeve, that really takes some. That takes some guts to do something like that. What do you think, Carrie?
I loved that. That was
a very naive thing to do.
It's completely something that I would expect from her to come up with something like that, you know, because that was just great. It was one of my favorite chapters, too. In book 11, I loved it. What do you think, then?
I'll be honest, it kind of annoyed me a little bit because I've never really liked Nynaeve in the first place, and I always thought Lon was just, you know, the greatest character ever in fantasy writing. I always loved Lon. So whenever he got, you know, sort of played is what he did. He got played by Nynaeve. And I was just like, it's just annoying to see a character I dislike do something to a character I do like. But given that, I still will give her a little bit of respect. She was smart, and she did it well. And she had a good reason for what she did. I don't think it was the greatest idea. I still think Lon had a good idea himself to storm the former Malkier, you know, doing his own thing. But she did a good job. So there you go. That's my thought.
I think because of what she did, though, that it's going to give him a greater chance of success. And that it's just going to... I don't know. He's just going to... I can't wait to just see what happens. But
I think she was looking into his interests, even maybe if she didn't think that he was going to be looking into his own interests. I think that was what the reasoning behind it is.
Yeah, he does have a tendency to be slightly suicidal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think.
But
what do you think Lon will be doing at the last battle?
Riding a horse, I hope. I remember when one of the first things that I did when I was choosing a book to read at this time, before I started reading Wheel of Time, the first thing I saw was this big Lon, you know, riding on the horse. I didn't know who he was when I saw the cover, but people say you can never judge a book by its cover, but I'll tell you what, that's why I started reading Wheel of Time, because Lon looked like he would really, you know, kick some tail in the books, and he really does. So, last battle, I really think that he's... you know, flashing his sword, killing some, you know, Trollocs. You know, I just hope he's killing something, because that's what he does good at.
Yeah, I think he needs to be in command of some sort of thing. You know, Rand has people around him that are really good generals. Matt is a good general. Ruark is, you know, really commands the Aiel really well. Bashir, or whatever his name is, from Saldea, is a very good general. But I think he needs someone that all of those people respect, you know, and I think all of those people really look up to Anna Line, and I think he could be, like, the main general. A lot of people, you know, they like Matt to be the main general. Lon, as the main general for the last battle. That's another reason why I was a little annoyed at Nynaeve for just sending him out there, because I think it's going to be harder for him to become that main general, but that's still what I think he's going to have to do, is be the main general to sort of coordinate all the attacks, and I think he's certainly capable of it.
Yeah, he is. I think it's going to be one thing during that time that's going to be hard is because between him and Nynaeve, they're always trying to protect the other, and even though they know they're going to have to play their part and probably going to have to be separated, it's going to be hard for them not to, you know, be guarding each other's backs, because I don't see any way where they're going to be able to do the battle side by side. I think they're going to be far off from each other doing their own thing with the
I haven't really thought about that part of it, but I guess that would probably be true. I mean, that would be the most dramatic, to have them not fighting side by side, but instead of having two separate areas. I never thought of it that way. Yeah, that's a great idea.
They might, possibly, but I can't really see it myself. I always thought that Nynaeve would be, you know, doing... She's so powerful, I think that there's going to be something that she's going to have to be doing that's just on her own, that's either maybe with other Aes Sedai or on her own, but I don't think she's going to be with Lon. I think it's going to be hard for him to deal with.
Yeah. They're certainly going to have to be separated. They've been separated, you know, pretty much the entire series until, you know, the last couple of books, they've been separated. Yep. So I think they're probably going to have to be separated. And, you know, this is another thing that relates to other characters. Rand is always thinking about Min, and Min is always thinking about Rand, and Elaine is always thinking about Rand, you know? So it's going to affect, you know, I'm not sure if Matt's going to start thinking about Tuon, but...
Maybe.
But, you know, it's certainly something that is applicable not only to Lon, but to other characters.
It's going to be affecting everybody. I'm sure they'll all be on their toes, though. They're going to be busy, but...
I think everyone's going to be busy.
They'll be thinking about them, but at the same time, they'll be trying to stay alive, so...
Okay, well, I don't mean to interrupt him, but let's move on to the next part.
Sounds good.
The fan email or forum discussion, Jason's fan email or forum discussion of the week. The three of us talked a little bit about this. There was a great post on Dragonmount.com's forums by Wolfsbane. His question was simply, what's your favorite moment in the Wheel of Time? I think I'll start. My favorite moment in the Wheel of Time is for certain going to be, it was the first part of the first book, Eye of the World. It was, I believe it was chapter 9 when Rand is talking to Tam right before Rand leaves on his big adventures. It seems to me that when I was first reading the books, the first few chapters, they're all about, you know, adventure and very Lord of the Rings-like, very Star Wars with a lot of adventure. But this particular scene... To me, it really brought it down on a more human level, and when I read that part of the books, to me anyway, I really felt like this series was definitely going to be something different. It was going to be something different than Lord of the Rings, different than Star Wars, different than Harry Potter, different than everything, really. I mean, it was very personal, almost emotional, and it was just the first part of the first book. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, that was a great scene.
How about Carrie? Carrie, what's your favorite part? What's your favorite moment of Wheel of Time?
I have to say that definitely the one that tops it for me, that gets me the most excited every time I read it, is Lord of Chaos, Book 6, and Dumonis Wells. I just, there's something about the whole, even the leading up to that scene with Rand trapped in the chest,
trapped in the
and
box.
Everything else. It just, when he breaks out, it just sends shiver. I just the whole battle, everything. It just is so exciting, and so much happens, and it's not too much of drama wise. I guess it's mostly action. Something
you get to see
just,
a different side of Rand, don't
it
you?
It does, and it's so powerful. There's a lot of battles in these books, and there's a lot of fighting and things happening with certain people being, you know, in positions they do not want to be in. And this one, everybody, nobody wants to be there. Rand doesn't want to be there. And Perrin doesn't want to be doing what he has to be doing and being away from Fael. But at the same time, everybody pulls together and does what they have to do. And it's just, I don't know, I love it. So that's my favorite.
There's a lot of things going on during that scene. When I was reading the books and I was through, I think it was book 4 or 5, the person that introduced me to the first book, he said, just wait till you get to this chapter. You'll really see something. You'll really read about something during this chapter. So I was looking forward to it. Ben, how about you?
I like a couple of, just what you guys said. I really liked the emotional stuff with Tam. I liked the excitement, but my favorite is actually, I changed it since I thought about it at first. I think my favorite is the way Rand just completely takes control of Asmodian in the end of the fourth book.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever all of a sudden they're just going back and forth, and see, I was just, you know, like, I was thinking so much, you gotta get the Aiel, you gotta get the Aiel, and then all of a sudden, boom, out of nowhere, like, the entire, I don't know, format of the book has changed, because now the main focus is him getting Asmodian, and it's like, oh my gosh, he trapped him, he's got him, he broke the bonds. I was like, my sister was sitting there with me, and she had no idea what I was talking about. I was like, he broke the bonds, sister, he broke the bonds. And she's like, okay, yeah. But yeah, it really gave me sort of a jolt of excitement. I really like the cleansing of Sidene too, but that one is just so cool, I just can't pick anything other than that.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, cool. It gets a.
It's hard to pick a favorite scene, really.
It is. There's so many. There's so many. I mean, I was torn too. I was torn. I thought about it for, I think, probably 15, 20 minutes. I thought about it.
We could probably each do a top 20, top 20 favorite scenes.
Probably.
Definitely.
And have an entire another 7 podcasts.
Yeah. All right, Carrie. Audio question of the week. What do we have on this week's schedule?
Okay. Shall I just play it?
Yeah, just play it.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I just have a quick question. Do you think Lan will survive the last battle? Thanks.
I think so. I do think that Lan will survive the last battle. It's really hard when you try and think of who's going to survive and who's going to die, but
mm-hmm.
I did have my doubts at first. When I was reading Knife of Dreams, I had a bad feeling, but I'm over that now. I really think that both him and Nynaeve are going to survive. So, I don't know. That's what I... What do you think?
I think so, too. I think that there has to be at least... I think there has to be at least one couple, if you would, that'll be happy at the end of Wheel of Time. And I think that, as far as I can tell, I think that's probably going to be the only two people that are actually going to be happy mm-hmm. at the end of the books.
Hmm. All right. I'll take the different opinion. I think that he was going to bite the dust. I think that he's going to do it because I think something is going to have to happen with Moraine. She's going to be coming back. I think she's going to have to play some sort of battle, and he is going to go through a similar situation that he did in Book 1
mm-hmm.
whenever Aginor and Belal, I think, broke out of the little spot there, and he was trying to decide whether he was going to protect Nynaeve or Egwene, Nynaeve or Moraine. And he hesitated, and I think that hesitation could be the thing that does him in. If not, he could, go all suicidal again, like he does have a tendency to do, to save Nynaeve or Moraine. I'm not sure who he's going to be, but I think Lan, he just seems like a guy who's just so determined to die. I think there's going to be a nice, pretty death scene with him and Rand, and, fight the last battle, Duty is heavier than a mountain, death lighter than a feather, that's got to come in there somehow, because he's mentioned it so often, so I'll be the guy who predicts his death.
All right, well, I'm going to quote you on that, Ben. I'm going to quote you on that.
All right, there you go.
All right, in the next part, Ben, email question of the week. Why don't you tell everyone about that?
All right, we have our email question of the week. It's something we do every week here at the Fourth Age. What we do is we have as many of you as you want send in a question that you really are curious to have answered. I've got a few of these, and I was thinking if I didn't actually make this podcast and be a member of the team, I was going to send in at least 70 questions that I have, and not just who killed Asmodian, because we'll do an entire show on that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
But just questions that you have that you want to know. The email address is podcast@dragonmount.com. If you go to Dragonmount, there are all kinds of podcast links to that email address. You can just click on it and send us your email. Send us your questions. We'd like to hear them.
Yeah, we'd love to hear them. And as soon as we get them, we'll get them set up. Ben will make a decision on whose email he'll pick, and then we'll talk about that on the next show. Speaking of the next show, we're going to do a little bit different show next week. Instead of choosing a character of the week, I think everyone was talking, and I think we're going to do a what if. A Wheel of Time movie podcast. Please,
I'm so excited.
I think
that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I think everyone is. Send in your thoughts, suggestions. Who do you think will play Rand? Who do you think will play Lan? Send in what you think the plot would be. How many movies you think it would be. Any suggestions, any ideas. Give us suggestions and ideas to talk about the show. We'd love to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, once again, if you guys have any questions, comments, if you want to tell us how good we are, how bad we are, how we can be better, you can email us. Once again, it's podcast@dragonmount.com. There's links all over the podcast homepage. That homepage is dragonmount.com/podcast. Don't forget to visit the Dragonmount forums. And if you start a topic, if you've got a topic, we might have it as as a featured forum discussion of the week that we have, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Fourth Age podcast.
And once again, thank you for all the support. We genuinely love any of the feedback that we get and all the support that we've had so far, so that's great. Keep it coming.
And this is, yeah, that's right. Keep all the support coming. We'd love to hear the comments and suggestions on the forums. We take all of them to heart and we discuss them. And I think maybe if you realize on this podcast is going to be a little longer than the previous ones, and you can look forward to having a little longer podcast going forward too. This is Jason. Thanks for listening so much. Have a great week, everyone.
And this is Carrie. Bye.
And this is Ben. Bye-bye.